Hello, everybody. Happy Tenor Maze sectional. Happy Wednesday. First off, we have a new tenor, Evan Lucido. If he sings well, I've known him since we were 8 years old. If not, I met him tonight. Really happy to have Evan join the tenor section, and we have Cooper and Jerry from last week as well.
Jerry's sick.
Great. Okay. Tonight we're gonna touch a few spots. There's some difficult rhythmic stuff at the end. Please bear with me. That's the hardest part of the whole piece, and then we will we'll go home. All right, let's stand up and form up. All right, let's stretch up. Oh. Now I can properly warm up after the sprinters and mouthers are gone. I'm just kidding. Okay, let's roll our shoulders forward. And let's roll them back. And leave them back and down. Good, can we go? Good, now forte and staccato. Staccato. Ready, and. Good, one last one. We'll just go back to the first one. Good, can we have D major, please?
Question.
Yes.
Why do we do that?
Ah, good question. So I think about warm-ups in really four different things. We don't always do all of them. The first one is physical, how do we stretch? Second one is breath, and that's where we do all of that. How do we get the breath flowing? How do we, you know, like the really engages the core. We have to take a good breath, especially to do forte and staccato. Otherwise, it's like a deflating balloon versus something that's intentional. And then warming up the voice, just kind of getting range. And then the last one is harmony and ears. And that's when we do, like, the tenors hold this note, the basses hold that note. That's why we do that.
Thank you.
Yes, thanks for the question. Give me a D major bass. Let's go.
Oh,
Z-R, and we need the loudest Z possible. Yeah? Ready? And breathe.
Z.
Yeah, but, sorry. The Z has to be right on the note. Now, Z, and Z. Good, it's beautiful. Can the sound at the top feel like the roundest bell sound and not too pushed and angry? Z, just lots of space. Ready, and
Z.
Lots of roundness in the sound, okay? With a good Z, good breath. Breathe.
Z.
Before next week, if you can please go through it and add those markings to your part so that we can get all of those details together. For tonight, I'll repeat things and make sure that we all have it. So, we're going to start at page 20. Every time you have a hum in this piece, it will become an ooh. All right, and we'll get to the rest in a bit. Basses, your notes are hard. Let's hear just the tenor part on the bottom of 20. Page 20, tenors, can we sing that on ooh? When we take a breath during all of this, we breathe in on an ooh. Yeah? Ready? One, breathe.
Ooh.
One, two, three, four. a good... Ready? One, three. Good. I think we can take an even better breath. Make sure that the lips are already in the ooh position when you breathe. Ready? One, breathe. Good. Soprano soloist when we get to page 23, right? Tenors? And basses, you are singing in unison with the bass soloist. Alright, here we go. Page 22. We're gonna start on the downbeat. Ready? Because it's supposed to be hummed, I don't think we need to make anything big out of it.
A pulse?
A little pulse, but nothing crazy.
Okay.
Just a little pulse. Yeah. Good question. Okay, when we get to page 25, measure 209, the first note should become a quarter note with a quarter rest. Spect. And then that's the only one that we change. Okay, so the next measure, tenors, will carry over. Spect on two. Does that make sense? And then basses and 26, we spect on. Yeah? Any questions in there? All right, let's sing it, just basses. Actually, everyone, pick up to page 25. Ready? One, two, three. While we're on pronunciation, we're gonna do Israel. Ray. Like, of sunshine.
Yep.
Okay, can we do that, pick up the 25 one more time? And tenors, in 210. Can we have even more kt? When we carry over, spect on two. And then basses, top of 26, same thing. Spect on two. Yeah? Pick up to 25. One, two, breathe. God. figure out. I thought I was out of time. Okay, top of, let's go top of 27. Ready? Second measure, we'll take a breath after Israel. It doesn't need to be a specific length, just take a breath when you need it there. And then at the bottom of 27, second measure, same thing after groaning.
Same thing.
Take a breath. Sorry. Then on page 28. Can't do it twice the same way. Groaning, no breath with a crescendo. Groaning and high. And then in measure 2-2-1, we'll breathe after her. Any questions about all those markings? Okay, top of 27. God looked on Israel. Ready? Good, really good breath. Breathe.
God looked on Israel and heard her
to page 28. Expansion of sound. Good. Everyone, pick up to page 28. One. In tempo, speaking the text in tempo, right on Mercy Lord, with no big R in mercy. Mercy Lord, mercy. Ready? One, two, three.
Mercy Lord, mercy Lord, mercy Lord, mercy Lord.
Top of 30, it has to be right in tempo. Mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy. Yatta, natata, yatta. Super fast. And at the top of page 29, in the soprano part and in the piano part, you'll see what's written, poco stringendo. It's going to get faster. So, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy, Lord, mercy. Can we try singing it?
Yeah.
Slowly. We won't speed up yet. One, two, three.
Mercy Lord. Mercy Lord. Mercy Lord. Mercy Lord. Mercy Lord.
Next note.
Mercy Lord.
Yeah, good, 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 good. Great. Great, great, great. Bottom of 29, first measure. Can we start right on the triplet? Get to the next measure, so the second system, second measure, will hold our first note. I'll say that again. We'll start right on the triplet of the bottom system of 29, and then we'll hold the first note of the next measure. Ready? And one.
Mercy Lord. Mercy Lord. Mercy.
Yeah, good. I'm in the echo spot, sorry. Good. Let's do the same spot and we'll go on this time. Bottom of 29, right on the first triplet. Ready? And one.
Mercy Lord. Mercy Lord. Mercy Lord. Mercy Lord. Mercy Lord. Mercy Lord. Mercy.
Good. Now, on page 30, can everyone just have a look at the whole page? Make sure that you see that there are three systems of music. There's the one in the middle. That one caught me off guard today. So just, yeah, mark something, otherwise you're going to be screaming a high B flat with nobody else.
The next page too.
The next page too, but that's, yeah. That should be clear. Yes, yes, yes. Okay. Let's start right on the bottom of page 30. And then we'll come back and we'll get this stuff. And tenors, the altos are singing in unison with you, top tenor, so.
Excellent.
It's fine.
Excellent.
Ready? Everyone? And one. But first tenors, if you can still sing the top note, that'd be great. And one.
Mercy Lord.
Make sense?
Yeah.
Should we do it one more time?
No.
For good luck. Ready? And one.
Mercy.
Why not? Page 20, let's stand up. What we're gonna do, we're gonna start on the soloist, so the bottom of page 20, first measure, and then we're gonna hold our first note. Starting on the first measure of the bottom of 20, holding our first note. The bassist can get away with it because they're lower. Don't tell them. Mercy Lords, we're not singing in octaves with the tenors.
Yes.
Yeah, can we just hear We can take a seat. Can we just hear the basses, second basses?
Mercy, Lord. Pick up to page 29, second basses.
One, two, breathe.
Mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord.
Just do second basses and tenors. Pick up to 29. Ready? One, two, breathe.
Mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord. Mercy, Lord.
Good, 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 good. I think not only the F isn't the hardest part, I think it's singing a C instead of singing a B flat, like on the top of page 29. On Lord, we want to go lower basses, so we just keep it high. Good. Let's do everyone. Can we do bottom of page 28? Had respect, just second basses and tenors. Page 28, bottom system, just second basses and tenors. Ready and. Next note. Yeah, good. Let's add everyone now. Measure 220. Ready? Ah. So, let's just do where we're going to start, right on 45 Jehovah, and I'll show you every single note. Ready? With a good breath. Good, a cappella.
Jehovah.
Good, now. Jehovah. One, two, three, four.
Jehovah.
Good. Let's do it with... What happened before? This is the downbeat of the top of the page, and... Good. Let's do that one more time. Good. Now let's do the same slow version at the bottom of 45. Ready? I'll show you every note. Let's do, yeah, the second is it not I? Yes.
Is it Jehovah or Jehovah?
Is it
the.
I think that's what we agreed on.
Yes, I have VUH written in my notes.
Thank you, Phil.
I do too.
Do you expect to get a little faster, I'm not sure? Sorry, that's like a classic like orchestral growth. You'd be like, oh, maestro, do you need to get a little faster here? No, I'm sorry. Okay, let's do pick up to the bottom of the page, 45, so we'll hear the baritone solo sing the second Is It Not I. Ready? And
Is It Not I?
Top of page 45. Looks super long. It's not. It's the same length. Jehovah God. Right? And then accent on of your father. All accents. Three accents. Can we do top of 46? Oh yeah, let's go right on our inches. Ready? 1, 2, 3, 4. Second system, last measure. And remember that the dotted quarter note becomes the new quarter note. So, yeah, da 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 da. Now, therefore, go.
No.
Right? Do you understand how that works? So, Jehovah, ya da 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 da. Now, therefore, go. Should be exactly the same. What we're going to do is start right on the last measure of the second system of page 47. Ready? 3, 4. Tied to an eighth note with an eighth rest. I promise you can't overdo the of mouth. And then tenors, I think we mentioned this last week, but at the top of 48, just to make sure that we know that there should be a kt of instruct. Great. All right, let's do same spot. 47, second system, last measure. Ready? Now, therefore, go from the soloist. Ready? Let's do bottom of 47, just centers. before what so that the say can be a really beautiful E vowel. Yeah, that's a good point. So we just need to make sure that we go up to the B natural and then back down to the B flat. Good. Phil.
Top of 51. I don't know how to find the E flat.
You'll hear it in the orchestra.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yes.
I think this came up last time. Our last note on 52 is that which was written as a D natural.
D flat. Yes. Thank you. Any other questions? All right, now to the hard stuff. Page 66, please. Okay, so you'll see that the time signature is 10:04. It's gonna be easier to think of this as 5:02. So he will conduct this with 5 beats. It'll be the half note takes the beat. So instead of showing all 10 beats, he divides it in half, and it will just be 5 big beats in each measure.
About how fast is it going to end up?
Slow. This is half notes. It's probably even slower than that. Now, I need to clarify with him in measure 602 what he's going to do. But in 603, we're back into 5. Then we go into 8-4 in the next measure. You can think of this as 4-2. So he'll show you 4 beats. Next measure, 10-4, you'll see 5 beats. The next measure, 12-4. Can be thought of as 6-2. Do you see how this works? Okay. Where it gets interesting, which we probably won't get to tonight, but page 72 is written in 4-4. It will be conducted in 2, so in 2-2. That goes for a while, and then we get to page 75. 75, the top system, last measure, is 2-4. You will see 1 beat. And then we, in the next measure, he goes back into 2. So, easy part. Let's this tenor thing is crazy. Okay. Let's start at page 69. We'll come back to you tenors. Okay, what I'd like to do, and this is awkward but it worked with the sopranos and altos, is to speak the text, quotation marks around text, on the rhythm, and it's just okay? I will snap the quarter notes for now. Ready? Starting right on our entrance at 69. 8, 9, 10. Off 1. Good. At the bottom of 69, right, turn page. And then we also change keys, so definitely turn that page. It was a good start, though. 2 measures. Next page, this is the hard one. Okay, before we get there, why don't I just talk you through? Can we all look at the bottom of page 70? I'm going to speak this for you. Wish me luck. Ready? 8, 9, 10. It gets harder when you start doing happiness, because 71 says like, we'll get there. By tonight, I promise. Let's start at the top of page 70. I will do quarter notes. I'll keep snapping quarter notes for now. Ready? 8, 9, 10. Is the hardest measure in the piece, I think. Yes, Kevin.
Maybe add an articulation. It's so hard to go Do you get to say ta 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 or something? Or do you don't want to mess
oh,
up?
Oh,
just to learn it.
Sure, yeah. That's a great point. Yeah, let's put a T at the beginning. Ta 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 ta. Every note is fine. Good point. Do not write that in, please. We're not gonna do that. Good. What I'd like to do is I would like to write in the beats together of the bottom of 70 and the top of 71. And I'm gonna speak through the half note beats, okay? So beat one is on the downbeat. Beat two is the dotted quarter note, so your second note. Beat three is the half note. Beat four is the next note, which is a quarter note, which is tied. And beat five is the second to last note of the measure. That's the easy one. The next one. Beat one is the downbeat. Beat two is the dotted quarter note. Beat three is the beginning of the dotted half note. Beat four happens one quarter note before your third to last note of the measure. Yes.
Or also it's on the dot of the dotted half.
Yes.
Right on the dot.
Right on the dot. Beat five is on the second to last note of the measure. Okay. Here we go. Beat one, downbeat. This is top of 71. Beat one, downbeat. Beat two, dotted quarter note, right on it. Beat three is on the triplet. Beat four is the second quarter note of the half note. So one quarter note before the triplets start again. Beat five is on the second triplet. So the most important thing is that we know where we line up with the beat. So 71 is right? Sorry, ta 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 ta. Okay? Can we speak bottom of 70? Bottom of 70 with ta. I'll snap the quarters again. Ready? 8, 9, 10.
Ta. Ta ta ta.
Yeah, those are long. Those are long. Ta ta ta. I'm snapping quarters. Again? 8, 9, 10, 1. Just the first measure of 71. Ready? 8, 9, 10, 1. Good. Any questions in that measure? Yeah. So we need to make sure that, thank you, Jesse, that the 16th notes in measure 71 feel as close to the triplets as possible in terms of time. So they should come super late. Ta 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 da 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 da. Yeah. Ta 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 ta. Can we just do the 16th pickup to the triplets? So it should sound 2, 3, ta 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 ta. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Good. It should be as late as possible. Ta 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 ta. Ready? And
ta 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 ta.
Again.
Ta 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 ta.
Wait.
Ta 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 ta.
Good. Let's just go ta 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 ta. Ready? And
ta 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 ta.
Good. Again. Now go ta 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 ta. And
ta-ta-ta-ta-ta.
Okay, close.
Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta.
Good, let's add the last one. Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta. And
ta-ta-ta-ta-ta.
Last time.
Ta-ta-ta-ta-ta.
Exactly, good, okay. Let's sing. It's all unison or in octaves. We'll go slowly. 69, top of 69. A glottal on every note so that we otherwise it gets a little questionable. Ready? 69.
Thank you. Oh.
Let's go back and let's do 69, 70, and 71, and let's be done. Page 69. Ready? Right on our entrance. We'll figure out how to get there. Not tonight. And ah. Check that out in a couple weeks. Great job. Thank you all so much. See you next.